This is a special Easter edition of the AB Conversation Podcast, Afro Butts from Soup to Nuts.
Wow, it's a LeBaron.
Peeping ain't easy.
Hello, I am Anthony.
And I'm Brent.
And this is the AB Conversation.
Mop up your intensity.
Yeah, buddy.
Snap, Crackle, Podcast.
Inside reference number 27.
For mature audience only.
Hopping in a winter wonderland.
Oh, beautiful.
Man. Oh, shoot. I just noticed. Oh, I forgot to hit record until right now. When I meant to press stop, but it was hitting record. We just, I guess people are listening now.
Didn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
#.com, hit record. We just did an entire, like, was it 3-4 hours of just Easter songs?
It was
Easter
at
songs?
Least 4 hours, at if least, not 12. Yeah. I'm not sure. I lost track.
Anywhere from 4 to 12 exclusive Easter songs. All the classic
yes.
ones.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Man,
you name it,
and
we
just,
did it.
And you just heard the tail end of it. Bunny rabbits have tails.
They do. They have little puppy things.
Yeah, it's...
I like that, like a wiggly, big,
yeah,
big swingy boy, but...
It's more like an afro of the butt.
Yeah, right. Butt fro.
All right, let me make a note here for some title suggestions. All right. Anyways, that's unfortunate. Now, all that singing, you know, I don't think I could do it again.
No, we probably should.
So we should just tell people, though, which of the famous Easter songs we sang.
Oh, yes, of course.
Obviously, and we'll switch off. Obviously,
yes.
Of course
we will.
Yeah. We'll start with the one that they heard,
yes,
the literal
right.
end of, which was the hopping in a winter wonderland.
Right.
Now, it's weird. I mean, I guess Wisconsin, you know, it's still kind of winter out anyways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, today was beautiful, but...
Yeah, but I mean...
Normally, it's like... Frozen
yeah.
2 out there.
It's like Adele Dazeem up in this
yes,
bitch.
Right.
It's, yeah. But yeah, so the Hopping in a Winter Wonderland,
right.
One of my personal favorites. That's
yeah.
why I asked if we could just close on that. That's kind of
yeah,
like...
That's like the encore.
Yes,
like,
yes. The encore frozen meals.
Yes, it's the Yoda of our podcast.
It's the encore Salisbury steak of Easter songs
yeah, oh,
to close
yes.
out
Ooh,
on
delicious.
For
that's
podcast.
That's good stuff right there.
Now, what was one of the other Easter
oh,
songs we sang?
Of course, we sang Happy Birthday
Happy
to
birthday.
Jesus,
because yep,
he came out of the thing.
Yeah, no, it's Happy Birthday, but he wasn't born on Easter.
Well, it's like...
He's born again.
Is kind of like born again, yeah.
Is that where born again came from?
Jason
born again identity.
Yep.
Of course, the Happy Easter. We also sang the other songs that were really
yes,
good.
Yes, of course.
Yep, yep.
All of them.
Yeah, including, I'm just trying to think of Christmas songs. That I can't Twas the Morning Before... Easter.
Okay, yes.
Yep,
yep
I think, yep,
yeah.
yep. And I don't know why it's, you know, it's the morning before Easter, which would be, I guess, yesterday morning. Not the night before. But
the night before Christmas? Nightmare before Christmas?
The nightmare before Christmas. No, it's the morning before Easter and all through the basket.
Yes.
Not an egg was rotten, not even in a casket.
Like, Jesus was in a casket
exactly.
before he came out
See,
behind the rock thing.
You get it. What was another one?
Oh, Jelly Bellies, like
yes.
Jingle Bells.
How did
but,
that go?
Jelly Bellies, Jelly Bellies, Jelly Bellies all the way.
That was a great song.
That was great.
And
that's
a good song.
That's a good song.
Great. The other song, which is Hoppin' Around... The Easter Feast.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You know,
right.
Hopping
yeah.
around the Easter Feast, have a happy holiday. Yeah, so
yeah, yeah.
that song is really good.
Oh, yeah,
now, the Easter Feast, I guess Easter hams. People eat hams on Easter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Entire
I had some
hams.
Ham today.
Yeah, you hammed it up.
I hammed it up. Actually, I did.
Is it lazy that people also have ham on Christmas?
Yeah, it is.
Like, we have turkey on Thanksgiving,
right.
Ham on Christmas, ham on Easter.
Is just it like a Jesus thing? Like, Jesus was born, Jesus was dead, now we eat ham.
Yeah, that's part of his body, I think.
I think so, the body
of Christ. When they say the body of Christ, and yes. Then they would hand you like a...
We are devout religious scholars.
That so. We are. So yeah, those were just some of the songs. Oh, obviously, okay. We did 12 hours of them, so we mm-hmm. can't go through all of them.
Right.
But one thing I wanted to do is also bring up some Easter facts.
Oh, yes, my favorite.
These are official factoids from one of our favorite sponsors, HostBeautiful.com.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Long-time listeners over at HostBeautiful.com. Yeah,
they've funded so much stuff for us throughout the years.
They have, this is a perfect icebreaker for Easter dinner, by the way. These are 25 funny and unexpected trivia facts about Easter.
Oh, I bet you they are.
We're not going to read all 25 because, you know.
We're not a 25-hour long podcast.
Exactly.
We've already done 12 hours of songs.
Yeah, the voices. Are getting raspy and all that stuff.
Yes.
So eggs, this is the number one. Yes. I don't know if it's the actual number. It's number one. I don't know if it's
the greatest. It's like the most. I don't know if they're ranked in order of importance or not. But
by reading this headline, this one sucks. eggs used to be colored with natural ingredients.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's kind of boring.
Yeah, that's not.
Apparently, leftover onion peels, tree bark. And even flower petals used to be key ingredients to dye eggs. Give it a try yourself by making these unique onion skin dye Easter eggs.
You know what I'm not going to do? That.
I will do anything for Easter.
Hey, let's peel some onions so we can dye some eggs like 3 weeks from now. Like, that sounds like a terribly annoying idea.
You're just going to cry the whole time.
Yeah, right. Plus, with the price of eggs these days, like...
Oh, yeah, I mean...
I can't even afford to dye eggs.
Exactly. I got to take out a loan. I got to buy my own chickens.
Right?
Right? that's all I'll comment on that. Number two, maybe, the original Easter hare, H-A-R-E, would judge kids to see if they were naughty or nice.
Oh.
So...
Oh, he's stealing some gimmicks over here.
So, Jesus was... born first on Christmas, you'd think Santa was born before the Easter Bunny.
I would assume so, yeah.
So Easter Bunny stealing Santa's shit, basically.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely robbing that gimmick, brother.
Yeah, and not like, I'm not talking about like the reindeer poop, like the cute little marshmallows.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, this is reindeer poop or something. Right, I'm talking about literally stealing his shit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Goes to the bathroom. Scoops it out.
Yep.
And steals it. But yeah, oh, apparently, just like Santa Claus, the first Easter Bunny, whenever that's like the first Slayer on Buffy, you know, or the first Evil.
Oh, yes.
When you see some of those old Easter pictures and the Easter bunnies and stuff, they're always very horrific.
Yeah.
James Gunn would always post those every year. So I wouldn't be surprised if the first Easter Bunny was also the first Evil of the world. So.
This is true.
Another one is... same fun. The date of Easter changes every year. Well, no shit.
Yeah, right? It is terribly inconvenient, though. I mean, at least it's a Sunday. I like that consistency, but like,
that helps.
It feels like it could be like March, it could be April, it could be like July. Who knows when Easter is going to be?
C2E2 was in August last year, and it was just last week.
Right.
You don't know.
It's weird. I don't like it.
I skipped a couple of these ones here, but I found one that is really good. This is going to be a guessing game here. I want you to guess how much the most expensive chocolate Easter Bunny cost.
Oh, the most expensive chocolate Easter Bunny, like of all time or like on the store shelf right now?
Both.
I'm going to go with $14,000, Bob.
It is $49,000. It is also contained 548,000 calories, so best eat with a whole bunch of friends.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So I've got like four friends. So 548,000 divided by four. That's still a lot of calories.
That's a lot of calories. It's like calories.
Let's see here.
Maybe I don't know.
This fact sucks. let's see here. That one's stupid. And I'll go for one more out of these 25. This is I don't know, beautiful housebeautiful.com.
I like how you've totally vetted this source before doing the podcast.
I totally just didn't type in weird Easter facts and went to the very first result. This one's dark. I'm going to go with this one.
All right. Hey.
All right. Eggs are dyed to represent the blood of Jesus Christ.
Whoa, hey-o.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah.
In Orthodox and Eastern Catholic churches, eggs are dyed to red to represent the blood of Jesus before being blessed and distributed to congregants. I've never seen that word before.
Congregants.
So they hand out the
Jesus blood eggs at churches and
they
stuff?
Yeah, they bless them. And now they're mostly just a fun way to celebrate the springtime season. But yeah, they started in and it's kind of weird. The picture is like more like a hot pink. It looks like if you picture a bowling ball that's pink, that's what it is.
Right. Yeah. Like, right. Yeah.
Bowling balls are only that color. Yes. Like if they're pink.
That is the only thing that naturally exists on this planet. In that color.
So, those were some of the craziest Easter facts. Now I wanted to jump into some traditions. Now, do you have any Easter traditions when it comes to either growing up or your own family right now? Anything that is like, hey, it's Easter time, it's time to tradition this up?
You know, honestly, not. I mean, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Shit. when that old mall was where, like, the art museum is now, like, they would have, like, Easter egg hunts there. In West Bend here, and we would do that a lot back in the day, and I'd wear like the old straw hat with like the streamers and shit on it, and the fancy shirts and all that bullshit.
Would you put on like bunny ears like I am right now?
I never really did. I honestly, but
man, this gift from the Hop DVD set is just
it's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. The amount of times I've used these bunny ears is just ridiculous.
But otherwise, like with our kids, I mean, besides like you know the Easter bunny coming on Sunday, and then. And then they like find their Easter baskets and all that. That's really about as far as we go on things. It's not really we're not like a hardcore Easter family or anything like that.
You're not like you know tasting the blood of Jesus.
No, eggs we're not. We're not really doing any Jesus blood eggs or anything like that.
So. So the Easter egg hunts, and now we would have them in the hometown and all that stuff. But the one thing. We would always have Easter egg hunts within the house on the morning of.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, yes, so that's a thing, too.
We throw some eggs around.
And here I thought we were the only people to ever come up with
that. Right, no.
Man, it's the tradition, it just feels like my childhood is a lie now.
Right.
That everybody else did the same thing. But yeah, we would have that around the house and always find, you know, you'd have the normal spots and, you know, you'd get a little creative and, you know, figure out where to put them.
Oh, yeah, put them inside the cabinets. And,
yeah,
you know,
like, whatever. Oh, they're up way up high now. Yeah, right. Gotta go on the...
Okay, have a ladder match to see who can reach the egg first.
Like, oh, now you gotta, you know... Open up your stomach and surprise it was, you know, implanted in your belly while you were sleeping, you know, like all those things, you know, right, all the normal traditions. Right. Now, people are wondering as they listen to this
Speaking
episode.
Speaking of peoples.
This is a great moment to talk about it.
Yes.
Because actually it does lead into my next segment here. Yes. This is perfect.
All right.
So this is the AB Conversation Podcast. But it's slightly different than what you would normally get from the AB Conversation.
Yeah, we're doing something different this time.
Now, if people are longtime listeners, they are going to know that we normally have segments on the show.
Oh, yeah, so many segments.
One of those segments is?
Movies, normally. Yes. And then...
Now, movies. Yeah. Now, we're thinking, what can we do about Easter movies and stuff? Yeah. What kind of Easter movies are there?
We could talk about Hop.
We've got Hop, you know, from our buddy Brian Lynch, yes, who wrote
right.
Hop.
Right.
Mallrats, I guess, technically an Easter movie
because
the Easter
it's
bunny,
around the Easter season,
Easter bunny is there in the mall and stuff like that.
There's a few other ones, but nothing that's like ever really been like, oh yeah, my family gathers around to watch. I bought like a few random Easter movies.
Like the Griswolds never had an Easter movie,
right? Yeah, Easter Vacation. They like that would kind of work actually.
Yeah,
but...
it would, but yeah. But speaking of movies, now you're going to queue up, and we'll allow listeners to guess. But we queued up one of the most important movies, I think, in our society.
Right, oh, for
when
sure.
When it comes to Easter and just cinema.
Yes.
In general. Yes. And what movie is that?
Of course.
Yes.
For today, we went with Tyler Perry Presents.
Yes.
Peoples.
Peoples.
Spelled P-E-E-P-L-E-S.
Now, this is a movie I had no idea it existed.
Yeah.
But you owned it.
Of course I did.
Yes, because that's what you do. You're the movie guy.
I'm the guy that owns really random movies. And
yeah. And now, do you know the synopsis of this? Does this have anything to do with Easter?
I don't believe it does. Nope. Let me see what it says.
Oh, he's looking it up, folks. This is going to be riveting. We have Craig Robinson.
Yeah, it's got a pretty decent cast. I mean, Craig Robinson, Kerry Washington, David Alan Greer.
There we go. We're seeing three of those so far.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth?
Oh, Anna Gasteyer's in here.
Anna Gasteyer.
That's really about it. It's okay. For like people that you'd be like, oh yeah, that I know that person. Like, but,
yeah, when you think of peoples, those are the peoples you think of.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that is queued up. I hope you all guessed at home, and I'm sure everybody said it in unison, saying, Tyler Perry Presents Peoples. So
right, of course. No, in the synopsis, it does not mention anything about Easter. They do go for an annual family reunion.
Mm.
Whether or not that's around Easter time that they do this or not is undetermined. But
and Easter actually was the very first reunion ever, because it was the reunion of Jesus, his soul with his body. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. After
you were the one that went to Catholic school, so I'm going to go with your word on this.
That I remember that specifically saying this is the reunion tour. Jesus Christ reunion tour. Now, what's interesting about the movie segment, now, while there's not a lot of Easter movies that hop into our... we're going to reuse that same thing so many times. And act like it's original each time.
You know what? It makes me giggle.
Yeah, yeah. Movies have Easter eggs.
Oh, sometimes. DVDs especially used to have Easter eggs. Oh, that was so fun back in the day.
Man, you would go to a menu and then you have to like press
right two times when you're on like special features and you get like a bonus feature.
You go down to like subtitles and press left twice and then like something pops up and you can click it and then you'll just get a random thing.
It's like John Stamos talking about spam.
Yes, and no matter what DVD you bought, it was always John Stamos talking about spam.
Right.
But we're figuring, we can't really, there's nothing to talk about Easter and TV, so how about that next segment? What's the other one
we normally do? Comic books.
But TV.
I thought you just said TV.
Did I say TV?
Yeah, you did say TV.
I don't think I did. Maybe I did.
You did. So I was very confused, so that we're just skipping TV. But yes, we do talk about TV. Yeah.
Maybe just because I'm looking at a TV.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's not technically a TV, is it? It's just a big screen.
It's HBO.
Touche. I hopped right into that one.
Oh man.
The television Peanuts, did they have an Easter special?
They did.
Okay.
It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown.
Keith Beagle?
Yes.
It's Jesse Beagle?
It's the Keith Beagle, Charlie Brown.
Chuck Beagle, Mary Beagle. We just called them all out on this podcast.
Right? They all got a shout out.
I don't know if I've ever seen that. I'm sure Carolyn is just like, duh, guys, because she's the big Snoopy Peanuts.
She is the Peanuts expert.
Yes, yes.
I just eat them at ball games.
one, two, three strikes are out at the old ball games.
It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown.
Okay. But other than that...
I honestly don't think I've ever watched it. I own it because I'm a movie guy. But
I would hope you own it, because if you own Tyler Perry Presents Peoples...
It would be pretty weird if I didn't own that too, yeah.
But we're like, you know, we can't really do much in TV, but that other segment that you said...
Oh, yes. Comics.
Man.
There's probably so many comic books that revolve around Easter.
The closest thing I could think of, Usagi Yojimbo. That's an Easter comic, right?
I would think so.
The Easter rabbit's got a samurai sword.
That's what he does the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, he's not just like, what does he do? Like, I mean, there's one day where he does stuff. I mean, he's got to do stuff the rest of the days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why else exist?
Right.
If not just, don't, this is a PSA for everybody listening. Don't just live for Easter. Live all the other days, too.
Yeah, right.
Got
a whole calendar of different things you can do.
And now, video games is a segment that sometimes gets thrown into here.
Yeah, occasionally.
There is a bunny character. Is it the Rabbit? Rabbit the Rabbit or something? It's It's a, I thought you would fill in the gaps here, but you don't know. Rayman. Isn't there rabbits in that Rayman game?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if
I've played it. Yeah, the rabbits, yeah.
Rabbids. Now, looking back, and now Star Fox has peppy hair.
Okay.
He's a rabbit.
He does.
So that's an Easter video game of Star Fox. Mario 64, you'd be like, okay. Why does he turn into, does he have a rabbit suit or something?
Wish.
No, he doesn't, but in Mario 64, there's that yellow rabbit that hops around in the basement of the castle.
Yeah.
Of Princess's, you know, the Mushroom Kingdom's castle. And it's down there in the sewer, and I think when you get it, I think you get a star or something because you have to dive and catch the rabbit. And then the rabbit shows up, I think, a couple times throughout that game. Other than that, I can't think of anything. Why would we even talk about video games on an Easter
release podcast? Yeah, I mean, there's really podcast. No point.
But you know what? There is one other segment where, like, you know what? I think we can come up. I guess there is.
Oh, yeah. No, we're done. Oh,
sorry. This whole time, I've been Tyler Perry Presents People. There is one segment, though, that I think is very Easter specific that we could really expand upon.
Yeah, okay.
What segment is that?
Oh, yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Food?
Food, yes. So this is going to be a special all food related, all in your mouth Easter edition. Don't know what it's going to be called yet. Maybe that'll be in there. Maybe that other thing I wrote at the top of the show.
Top of the show.
You know, Afro of the butt or the butt fro. So maybe some of that will be thrown in there. It's got to have some sort of Easter thing in there too. But yeah, it's going to be an entire in-your-mouth episode. And it's going
to
get wild. Besides
this other 20 minutes that has nothing to do with sticking things in inside of her mouth.
Yes, that's a whole other thing.
Just things coming out of her mouth.
Exactly, yeah. Because in order to put things in our mouth, we have to make room by...
This is true.
...taking stuff out.
Yeah, that's normally why we do, an hour and a half before the food segment.
Yes,
because we got to make room.
So, Brent really, he knows maybe one item that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know all of the items because I brought them here. So
and purchased them, hopefully.
I purchased a couple, and listener Carolyn donated a lot of it.
All right.
I would say she donated about half of what's in the bag here.
So she's clued in that this is coming out.
Yeah, she knows about half of the items. And so, yeah, we're going to do it. This is the special. Now, this has been asked for a long time.
Oh, really?
A lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, they're saying,
oh, God.
A lot of people that love the Easter. love the bunny. It's a great bunny. I wasn't prepared for that. It just happened.
That was pretty good, though.
Thank you. I only attribute to the James Austin Johnson and Mike Campoboso from the Yaya Comics podcast and Dana Carvey, all three of them. I just steal all their impressions and try them myself.
You're pretty safe, too.
Yes. But we are going to do, so people have requested, and when I say people, I'd say maybe two people have said.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I've got zero people personally, but.
Where they said, hey, you should do an entire in your mouth, that should be the podcast.
Yeah. I have had that thought before, and it's just like, this is, I like this idea quite a bit.
While we have fun talking about movies, video games, television, comic books, all that stuff, show gets wild when the food gets busted out.
This is usually if I tell somebody that's just like, hey, if I have a podcast, usually I'm like, you can just skip ahead to the food segment, and that's like, it's like when you're watching like a lot of TV shows are kind of like, the first season of The Office isn't that great, but the second season is when it starts to get good.
Yeah.
Usually like the food segment is when
it's
when you like are sold on what's happening.
Yeah, skip to, hour 40 of the podcast.
Right. It's good. After the 12 hours of singing and all stuff.
Oh, yeah, la, 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 all that stuff. So we're going to do it. Welcome to the All In Your Mouth edition of the AB Conversation Podcast. So let's go to that theme.
In your mouth.
In your mouth.
Mouth.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good. Okay, now there's usually one sub-segment of the In Your Mouth podcast.
Submarine sandwich segment?
Oh, not in this one, because do people, instead of the ham, people should just do party subs for Easter now.
They can do shape just of, ham party subs.
There we go, in the shape of Jesus' cross.
Oh, yeah.
They could do, it's two party subs.
Oh!
You have one, yeah, you get
the big boy, and then you have some couple little boys,
yeah, couple little boys, yeah, and... yeah. And you know what? That's not a bad idea.
No, I mean, that idea.
Delivery and presentation wise, it's going to be hell. Just takes up a lot of space.
Tell that to Keith Novotny. He'll get that done. The Jesus Subarama or something.
Yes. So, but we always have a segment within the food segment. That is going to be the tail end of our show because we have...
Tail end of the show.
One, two, three, four, I think... Wait, one... I'm counting differently. One, no, we have one, two, these
numbers
three,
are hard.
Four.
Why not just count them normally? Why not just count them differently?
I'll say this. Five of our items are all themed under one brand.
Okay.
So we're going to do that right. Towards the, once again, the tail end of this. So we are going to bust out... I say let's go with this one first. It's not Easter specific.
Okay.
It's just, hey, you're doing a food thing. Oh, boy, there's another item. I forgot.
Oh,
see.
Shit. Here we go.
Yeah. So this is something that brought to you by listener Carolyn and Frederick.
Frederick, of course.
Because these are Frederick's churro seasoned pretzels.
Oh, churro.
Have you had a churro before?
I have had a churro. Back in like Spanish class, it was like a big deal when it was like churro day at
really?
School. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I took the wrong Spanish class.
Yeah, muy bien.
Very good?
Sí.
So it was very good that I took the wrong Spanish class?
Mucho más churros para mí. I don't know if that's right or not, but...
Me permite ir al baño en bicicleta, por favor. I gotta go take my bicycle to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember from like sixth grade Spanish, because I didn't take any actually in high school.
Oh, okay. That's when the churros happened.
I missed out.
Yeah.
So listener Carolyn brought these. This is from the television show Myers. This is from the what is that place? A grocery store. It's a department store.
Myers?
It's a place, yes.
Yes, okay.
For some reason I was going to say from the television show Myers.
Yeah, I mean.
So my brain just lost it. Myers is a place of business.
Right.
So these are churro.
To be fair, like the show Superstore, like it's supposed to be kind of like Walmart based, but it kind of reminded me more of like Myers.
Okay. I've seen a couple episodes. I do want to binge that someday.
It's good stuff.
So these, ooh, I can smell what the first thing. It says strong cinnamon.
Smell what the churro is cooking.
Strong cinnamon and sugar flavors.
It's definitely,
Subtle notes of maple vanilla with a hint of other spices.
Ooh,
I thought I was going to tell you what it was.
A hint of spices.
With a hint of a bunch of other shit that we threw in. So here we go. They are presented in pretzel stick form, but like.
Yeah. Twisty sticks.
Yeah. Mmm.
Yeah.
I like it. Frederick's by Myers reflects the high standards and unique vision of its namesake. Guess what? Guess what Myers' first name is?
I'm going to guess Frederick in this case.
They go with Fred, but I should. Yeah, Frederick. I'll give you points. Points.
Points!
Now, Fred saw greatness in what was real. He approached life with passion. What is this story? I'm reading the back of pretzels. Fred saw greatness in what was real. He approached life with passion and a zest for innovation. His innovative spirit... Ooh.
Spooky.
Should be for a Halloween episode. His innovative spirit inspires our best recipes, combining the finest ingredients... With authentic
and secret ingredients, apparently.
Yes.
A hint of secret ingredients.
For secret eating. With authentic and appealing flavors to help you create your own memorable dining moments.
Okay.
I think this is a memorable dining moment.
I think so.
Nothing like a giant, like what, like card table?
Yeah.
With a laptop on it.
And
some remotes.
Yeah.
A giant thermos with some stickers of things I don't recognize. They're
yeah.
probably wrestling related.
Wrestling related, yeah.
But, so this is going to be a flavor we're going to help create. We're going to create this memorable dining moments. Any more to dive in? Or?
I'll take another one.
I
like them. Like, the flavor's pretty good. I wish it kind of lasted. You kind of get a big blast of the flavor, and then it's kind of like, then that's gone, and then you're just kind of eating pretzel at that point.
Yeah.
But,
Then you're just pretzeling it all night long. So.
But it's a good, the churro flavor's pretty good and pretty accurate, so...
Yeah, it's pretty strong right off the bat. Now, the one thing I was going to do before some of this other stuff gets ripped open is that I was going to take pictures of them.
Oh.
This one, you don't really have to do too much ripping.
No. Yeah.
It's not too crazy. You're not
really destroying much other than ripping what do they call the thing where you, the pull thing? I don't know. It's like the rip here thing.
Yeah. I think it's called the rip here thing.
Yeah.
Let's call it a rip torn thing. It's the rip torn because we rip it and now it's torn.
Rip torn, everybody.
Rip torn, everybody. shout out to Rip Torn. Rest in peace, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he
passed.
Now we have, the rest is all very sweet. That was very savory.
Okay.
Salty. Right. The rest is just,
I mean, you're doing anything of Easter, you usually are kind of delving into the sweets area of things.
Now, it's not an AB Conversation In Your Mouth podcast unless there's some sort of M&M shenanigans going on.
Of course. There's always some weird, it's usually like M&Ms or Oreos or something along those lines.
Or something that might even be brought up later at the end of this episode.
Sure, right.
We have here from Carolyn, I'm pretty sure she had this one too, M&M's Honeygram.
Honeygram. Me love Honeygrams.
This is a milk chocolate with crisp rice center.
Peas.
And,
okay.
All right, so this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to
open. A scissor?
Oh, you got a scissor near you? Because I want a nice pour out of this here. There we go. We have the official AB Convo scissor. We're just doing a little scissoring on the podcast.
Yeah, these guys, scissor me.
Isn't that a, that's a, I never even saw that until right now. So here we go. He's open, the blood, your body of Christ.
Oh, yes.
He's a good Christian.
All right. So these are kind of weird shaped M&M's.
Yeah.
Normally got the smooth M&M. Like, you can't really distinguish M&M's from one another because they're always, like, the smooth and they differ in size, but they're all the same smoothness and everything. And then it looks like some of them have a U on them instead of the typical M.
Yeah, what's the U stand for?
You are going to enjoy these M&M's, I think.
Yeah, it is weird. I thought it was just like, all right, maybe it was a misprint. But yeah, there's a lot of U's.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it maybe is supposed to be M's because it says M's on the package and everything, but they're all U's. So.
Yeah, that's...
Or some don't have anything on them at all, so...
So these are basically like, you know, the size of rabbit turds, which, you know, is probably Easter, it's Easter related. But yeah, multicolor, we got brown, we got yellow, we have like an off-yellow, like a tannish.
Yeah, there's two different colors of yellow.
And yeah, we're going to dive into this, see what we have here. These are Honeygram... M&M's. Now,
all right, there's no differential between the colors and flavor, which is not surprising, but
now Honeygram and the shapes of what these are, I was trying to think of, like, why aren't these just normal? Even the ones on the package look normal.
They do.
Like, it seems like we just got, like, if these were came out in like Flintstone times, like these were the original M&M's,
right?
Because they're more like little, like, mini boulders. They're kind of jagged.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're great.
Yeah,
I think they are.
They're fine.
I'm not getting an M&M, like, I think it's just the shape is throwing me off.
Yeah, I think so. It kind of feels like, just like...
But the crispy M&Ms are the ones I haven't had so often. I don't go to those ones.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I'm assuming this is
it does
very
much
like those.
I would say, maybe, yeah.
But I don't go... Now, let's talk about Honeygrams. Want any more?
I'm good.
So Honeygrams,
they're fine. They're not, this wouldn't be anything that I don't think I would purchase ever. I don't think I'd want an entire bag of them, but
yeah,
they're good in small doses.
So if I'm thinking M&Ms, I'm definitely going peanut butter, and then I try to stay away from the caramel M&Ms because they are extremely dangerous.
Oh my God. They are the like, if I have a kryptonite, it's a goddamn M&M, caramel M&M. Like, I will... Shoot through a bag of those, like the big size, like the $9 bags or whatever. Like, I would just eat that and not, like, be able to control myself.
And you have so many at once that you're just like, there's like so many in your mouth one time because you're still chewing and
It's
and
bad.
Yet you keep throwing them in there.
No, it's terrible.
I really do purposely never buy them knowing that it's going to be dangerous.
Yeah,
and
I have to limit myself. I really like them in the fridge. If you put them in the fridge, it hardens them too, so they're a little bit harder to chew.
Oh, there you go.
So it makes it more of a challenge, and you don't necessarily want to eat as many. I've kind of learned that trick of the trade.
Okay, that's an inside tip.
Yeah,
that's a free tip.
If you're feeling ambitious someday and you're like, I want to buy some caramel M&Ms, maybe put them in the fridge. Maybe that'll change the game a little bit. They are more challenging to eat though. They are
now. Let's talk about the actual thing that they originate from, graham crackers.
Yeah.
I love graham crackers. Are you a graham cracker person?
I'm okay with them. I don't think I really have eaten many graham crackers, though, in, like, recent years.
I like original honey graham. You know, sometimes I'll mix it up and throw a cinnamon one. The chocolate ones are, like, pretty much non-existent anymore. Like, that was one of the first things that go with COVID. Okay. It was toilet paper and chocolate graham crackers.
Okay.
Not even joking.
Yeah, it's weird.
And they still picture them on the box, though. So it's one of those things being like, oh, 3 years later, they're going to come back.
Right.
But I love myself a graham cracker where I'll just eat in normally. I raw dog a graham cracker. But then sometimes I also like doing where I spread peanut butter on a graham cracker. Right. And
I know Nutella's popular with graham crackers too.
That's a great combo kind of right there. Yeah. And sometimes mix a little bit of both. Maybe break that graham cracker in half and put peanut butter on one side, Nutella on the other. Slap them together.
Make yourself a damn sandwich.
That's right. So I myself really do dig honey graham. So coming into this, I'd be like, I really dig these. But when it comes to M&M specifically, I think I'm going to grab the other M&Ms because I don't get an M&M sensation out of this.
I get what you're saying.
So I'm just going to buy this normally and then just buy other M&Ms too. But
sure.
So this ain't going to replace any M&M. Let's talk about this, the brown M&M on here. She's got glasses. She's holding a plate of chocolate-dipped graham crackers. Kind of.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's interesting. She's wearing...
She's looking, like, very inquisitive at them. What is going on with these chocolate-dipped graham crackers?
She's wearing this gigantic sun hat, which it's not really gigantic to her because that's the size of her body.
Right.
So it's a very fitting hat for an M&M. If we wore it, we'd look like a Rick Moranis with baseballs when he's out in the desert.
Right.
We ain't found shit. I dig them, but the crispy M&M, I think, is where, if you're a fan of crispy M&M, I think this is the direction. I think this is going to appeal to those people.
Sure.
If you're just a general fan of M&Ms.
General fan of M&Ms.
I think, you'll like it if it's Honey Graham thing, but I don't think you're going to get that M&M kick that you're waiting for, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right, but I do dig them. I like them.
They're fine.
All right, now we are going to...
I think you liked it more than I did, but you're more of a graham cracker guy than I am, so it makes sense.
Going back to kindergarten years, because I think it was Tuesdays and Thursdays, we would get graham crackers and chocolate milk on those days.
Ooh.
And all the other days, the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we'd get saltines and white milk.
Oh, God.
Now, I love me some white milk. I love me some chocolate milk.
Yeah, right.
When it comes to crackers, I mean, I haven't had a saltine in a long time.
Yeah.
The most
I'll eat a saltine is just like you get the package of crackers and you just like crumple them some bitches up, throw them in some soup. But like,
you know what's weird is that I said that I literally had saltines last week. but before then I hadn't had it probably in 15 years probably a saltine.
My favorite thing to do with saltines is give them to the kids. Because they like them, and I'm just like, okay, fine, eat these things, because I don't want them.
I thought you were going to do, like, the saltine cracker challenge, where you just wait for them to, like, you know, just, like, puff out dust, you know, and then, because you try to eat so many, and then, but the way you set that up, he's like, I give them to the kids, and they like them.
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey, he likes them.
They do. It's weird. I don't know why they like them, but they like them. So it's just like, here you go. It's a treat.
And the only reason I had it last week is I was at a place where... everybody was getting some French onion soup, which I had never had before.
Oh, I love me some French onion soup.
And they had an extra one for the table. And it was one of those where normally I would never order it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of under pressure.
Because you do not seem like a French onion soup kind of
guy. No, I don't even do much soup thing. I'm not a soup guy.
I love soup.
And I love Kloppy.
If I was a rapper, my name would be Soup Dog.
Soup Dog, that's great. And I was under the pressure where I was just like, oh, I can't say no to this because everybody has French onion soup. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take it. And, I had some crackers, but I tried it. I'm like, you know what? Not going to lie. It was pretty good.
Nice.
I liked it.
Yeah. The cheese is the best part.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah,
the entire package just works really well together.
Now, let's rip torn another package.
Rip torn, everybody.
The Oof. Rip happened and has now been torn.
Oh.
This is something that I brought to the table.
Oh, literally.
I went to Niagara, all the way to Niagara back in 1956. I've been waiting on this for a long time. Wow,
they're probably expired and gross at this point. or maybe they're like cheese that just ages better or something.
These are green. You think that's supposed to be green?
But cheese has expiration dates on. I never got that. There is like, hey, you know, cheese, it's better when it's aged, but then if it's on the store shelves or something, you have to take it off. Like, but then it's just, you're taking off better product? What are you doing?
You know, somebody wants a 10-year-old aged cheese. It's just like, well, buy this normal, like, cheap store brand one.
Yeah.
Keep it in the back of the fridge for 10 years.
Right.
Then bite into it and tell me you like it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
These are all the way from Niagara, and these are Niagara chocolates. These are handcrafted. So I think all of the Easter Bunny's elves have handcrafted these. These are caramel eggs.
Ooh.
Now, we don't have caramel.
I'm excited for these.
We don't have any caramel cream egg brand products here.
Talk about how dangerous caramel M&M's are, so.
Yeah. So these are caramel eggs. This is going to be what I think is like a rich person version of a caramel cream, or a Cadbury cream egg.
Yeah,
that's
the
term I was looking for.
Although Cadbury cream eggs are expensive as shit.
They are, but these are like, this I'm getting, even though they're not individually wrapped, like a Ferrero Rocher. there's one.
America Ferrera.
Yeah, America Ferrera Superstore, right?
Yep. Hey.
So these are half chocolate eggs. But they have, like, veiny designs on there.
I was wondering what you meant by half chocolate at first, and I was like, oh, yeah, the egg is, it's not a full egg, it's half of an egg.
Yeah, it's
a full chocolate, but it's half of an egg shape.
Half chocolate, half spaghetti. So mine has a bunch of veins on. What is this?
It's like a fan, I don't know.
It's a design, a veiny egg.
There's a bunny. There's kind of a bunny down here. I don't know what behind it is, like, an Easter bush. I don't know.
Easter bush.
That's a thing, right?
Oh, it's a thing.
Christmas tree. Easter bush.
There's some websites that type in Easter bush. Yeah, there is something special about handcrafting small batch chocolate.
I agree.
I'm gonna bite into mine here, and. All right. I always love, like, with a caramel cream, I keep saying caramel cream egg, Cadbury cream egg. It's like I'm not allowed to say the sponsor, you know. We don't have their products here. But it's interesting to eat these while you're seeing, like, a dry humping scene on this Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, it's the experience.
That's Easter.
Yeah.
That's Easter for you.
Yeah.
If there's not some dry humping going on the couch, is it even Easter?
That's what I always say.
Now, very good. I like them.
Yeah,
what do you think?
They're good.
Now, you're getting a different chocolate than you are of a Cadbury cream egg.
Right, yeah.
It tastes more rich, you know, like a... It tastes more expensive. I don't remember how much these were, but I bought these
a while ago.
At least,
like, $15.
Yeah, I took out a loan to get these. This might have to do with the highest quality. Hold on, it's weird to jump into that. I'll repeat what it says here. There is something special about handcrafting small batch chocolate. It might have to do with the highest quality, simple, non-GMO ingredients that go into it.
You know, I really like GMOs. I'm not happy they took those out of there. Give me them GMOs.
Which stands for
genetically
mutated organisms.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's see here. We are America's local chocolate company. The print is really small on here.
It is really small.
Local company, and count on us to bring you refreshingly simple, great-tasting chocolate to wherever you call home. Well, I don't call this place home. This is your home.
I call this place home.
I brought this to my home first, though.
Yes, it's
and
true.
Now I'm bringing it to your home.
Either way, it's eaten in a house.
Yeah.
So, and a house is a home, and a home is a house.
Want another one of these bad boys?
No, I'm good.
So, yeah, Niagara chocolates, very festive Easter, you know, it's Easter specific. But yeah, they're good. I think this could be more dangerous since they aren't individually wrapped. Like with Cadbury cream egg, at least you have to
peel. There's a layer of challenge involved in that.
Especially because you can never get the... There's always going to be a little piece of foil.
You're always going to eat some foil when you're eating the Cadbury cream
egg. Trust me. Look in the toilet the next morning, you're going to see a little foil in
there. Yeah, there's going to be a little shimmer in your in your Cadbury cream eggs.
Now, speaking of eggs, almost everything. Well, there's a couple more egg-related things.
Oh, boy.
This is... doesn't have a brand name. Unless confetti is the brand name.
It could be.
Confetti Cookie Dough Bites Eggs.
All right.
And these are fudge brown. This has fudge brownie center.
Okay.
So this is a box looking like a cookie box.
Eggs. With the, okay.
I was not prepared for an individually, or like a bag within the box.
Oh, yeah, you were just thinking like movie theater. Like
I thought they were all just going to start sliding out. And so this year we're getting... we're kind of dipping back into our M&M shape, but slightly larger. Yeah,
larger and more in charger.
So here we go. We've got some...
But they do have confetti on them, so I don't know. I don't think that...
They're looking like the David DeSmulchin is the polka dot man from James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
Exactly. Like that.
Any excuse where I could say David DeSmulchin, a name that you look at, you wouldn't know how to pronounce unless you know how to pronounce it. So I rub that in people's faces all the time.
It's like Saoirse Ronan.
Yes. and Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes, right.
So here... Ooh, they're a lot softer than I expected.
Yeah, they are.
I just expected a harder shell on the outside.
So now, like, you can't really crush them. But when you put them in your mouth, they're easy to crush.
They're pretty, it's a soft crush. So these are the cookie dough bites, which are things that they have.
Yeah.
I think cookie dough might just be like, yep, these are cookie dough bites. So these are specifically for, Easter with having fudge brownie centers. Our dolish is delish, it says. Our dolish is delish.
Of course.
Introducing Dolish Edible Cookie Dough. Is Dolish the brand here?
It must be.
Yeah, I think so. There's nothing. It's an egg-free recipe. Well, that was a curveball. They literally say eggs right on the top there.
And there's no eggs in them.
Yeah.
What the shit?
They're free of eggs. And they're ready to eat. So, I guess with the cookie dough thing, I think it's more safe now because a lot of people don't use the raw eggs.
That's probably what the point they're trying to get across is. You're not eating. I mean, to be fair, when you're eating a packaged candy, you're not expecting it to contain that says cookie dough. You're not expecting it to contain raw egg.
Yeah,
like it's not like.
Like, Rocky Balboa is not pounding a box before going out for a run.
Right, right. they're good. If you like cookie dough bites, they're the same kind of vein as those.
I think I'm kind of wondering, because this one has brownie. I'm wondering if the brownie is what's exclusive to this specific one. I'm
guessing so, and the confetti outside, kind of.
Because I assume the cookie dough ones are just straight up just whatever you would just consider plain cookie dough. This just has a brownie batter type of thing, so... But yeah, I dig them. If I had to go one or the other, I'm a brownie person. I like brownies, so I think I would go with the brownie version. You know what? We've reached that part of the podcast where we have to bust into our special segment.
Ooh, special segment time.
The sub-segment of the In Your Mouth podcast. And this is the thing where it's been a while.
Been a while.
Since we've had a... a peep show, if you will.
Oh, man. I'm about to take my shirt off.
Yeah. Well, mine's been off the whole time.
Well, yeah. That's pretty common for you. You're like Bert Kirshner or whatever you say his name. You're like that guy. As soon as the podcast starts, you just rip off the shirt and you're ready to go.
And I thought you were going to do the same, and you just looked at me weird, and then you just kept your shirt on. I'm like, well, now my shirt's in two pieces.
And then
we did
300 episodes that way, and every single time you were expecting me to just go along with it, and I was just like, all right, whatever.
And some of those winter months, it got cold.
Oh, yeah.
And let's just say, I could cut glass with those things. So
you're excited. You should see these nipples.
Oh, yeah, that is what I was talking about. So we got a cut to a classic theme song, which... I pray is still in the bottom muted file of my podcast.
Oh, I hope it is.
Because that's where I keep them. Otherwise, I can just do a search and find it. But let's cut to the Peep Show theme song.
Well, it's the Peep Show!
That was the theme song that we 100% just listened to, just all of you.
Baby.
And so we know exactly how that went. So I have several peep items here, and I'm going to do these first, knowing what we're
finishing. There's more room for the peep show.
Knowing what we're finishing with, I'm going to use this one first to kind of help the palate a little better.
Right.
These were from Carolyn. These are Peeps branded milk chocolate covered marshmallows.
Oh, and what's interesting.
Great, you bite. There's a bite taken off of the Peep character, I guess.
Yeah.
And they
peep,
have an
the traditional Peep shape.
Yeah, yeah, and they have an arrow that just says marshmallow inside.
Right.
So
and
I
when,
like
and when you open it up for the package, then it's your traditional blob of chocolate instead of actually having any sort of real shape to it.
Doesn't
it's
look like anything. It's
just a generic blob. That, like, maybe you could be like, you know, if it was a Rorschach test, maybe you'd be like, it could be a duck.
Be
but
like,
you wouldn't be 100% certain.
Be like, you're not, I'm not stuck in here with you, but you're stuck in here with me.
Yeah.
Rorschach.
Yeah.
The quote was something like that.
It's something like that. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. I don't think I've ever had these.
I definitely have not.
So. It doesn't say new on it.
Well, to be fair, the only time I ever have peeps is during a Peep Show segment on this podcast. And that's just a rule I live by in my life.
And out of respect for the podcast, I don't think I've had a peep since we ended it. So
I mean, that's just...
out of respect.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine, yeah, it's still kind of blobby. Looks more like the poop emoji more than anything.
It does, yeah. Let's put some smiley faces on here and we're good to go.
Make a pillow out of it because that's a thing that happens too. The poop emoji pillows.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go, biting into it. It's a yellow. I guess it looks like it on the image. I wasn't expecting it to be yellow in the actual thing. But it is a yellow marshmallow on the inside. Now, these are like the... when I brought that carton of eggs where I think we had them on the podcast.
Yeah.
I've seen them forever, but I'd never opened them up. I never bought them, never knew what they were. And it's basically this.
That's a very solid comparison.
Yeah. And those were half eggs too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because you would think you're getting a carton of eggs, you get a carton of eggs, but.
And I say half egg, not half chocolate, half spaghetti. half egg. I mean, they're good.
Yeah. They're fine.
Nothing inventive, but I do dig it. And I do like that it's in a single wrap package, because if there was a giant bag of these, it'd be like, all right, I'm just pounding these things left and right.
Chug them like you do caramel M&M's.
Yeah, hug them, chug them, football. But with just one of them, I think it's great. It was a rather big one, too.
Yeah, it's a good size that, like, I could just eat this and be like, all right, I'm good for the peep segment now. Like, that's enough. That and everything else we had so far. Just like, all right, that's enough. But,
yeah, there's more.
Oh, there's going to be so much more, I'm sure.
No.
There's probably 7,000 flavors of peeps that we haven't tried yet. So.
No, not that many. We do have two. We're going to jump into the actual... because I'm still thinking ahead about what we have to consume at the very end.
Okay.
So we're going to go here. We'll do this one next.
Okay.
These are...
Gosh.
And I hate to bring this man up, but these are chocolate pudding peeps.
We'll be putting these in our mouths.
Yes. So these are Peeps. This is traditional, like, Easter Bunny shaped Peeps.
Okay.
But the flavor is chocolate pudding.
All right.
Now, we just had some chocolate. I'm going to take another swig of water. Kind of.
Swig of water for the working man.
Yeah. we're both not supposed to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's supposed to be talking.
Sorry.
And I'm always in a podcast mode, so I didn't even drink anything.
Yeah, you're not in a podcast mode, and I screwed that one up. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
We're here. We're here now.
You gotta take a water break, but that'd be too easy, so.
Yeah. This ain't a normal AB combo, so.
No.
We can't have water breaks in the food segment.
Well, I mean, I guess you
could. I don't think we ever have, though.
I don't.
It's usually towards the top of the show.
Top of the show.
Okay, I bust it out, and before I rip up the packaging, once again.
Rip it and torn it even more.
I'm going to Rip Torn's Easter Spectacular. Is that a Rip Torn's Easter special? Let me just put Rip Torn up
in there. Torn, everybody.
I put that in there, and we'll discuss that afterwards.
Yes.
So these are chocolate pudding. And now all these other things are, you know, available for Carolyn to be trying. Unfortunately, there's only two of the peeps, so...
I suppose we could have took a bite and saved the rest for her, but
she gave us two. There's two of us on the podcast. I did the math. Normally, I'm not good at math because I took algebra twice.
Right, this is true. And my favorite version of the math is, of course, the Hillary Duff song. So
yes. Okay, so here we go.
Here we go.
Let's grab one of these chocolate pudding peeps.
It is. There are the attached bunnies. They're not like separated.
Yeah.
Which is always. The joy of peeps is ripping them apart from their friends and eating their heads first.
And talking about traditions, when we would have these in our Easter basket, because we would have them ripped apart, and then like all of the jelly beans would be stuck to the sticky
marshmallow part.
So that's a thing that would always happen. So here we go. I got to really try to taste this here.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not really getting a pudding vibe out of these so much. Like, it's kind of chocolatey, but it's not like...
Yeah.
My go-to instinct isn't like, oh man, this is some pudding right here. Like, it's kind of like a little chocolatey, a little...
The smell, I think it has a better... It's not real strong, but I think the smell is more representative of the pudding than the actual... If this was a blind taste test, I don't think I would have guessed chocolate pudding.
I would have guessed... Peeps.
Want another one there?
No, I'm good.
All right, so a good peep.
Yeah, it's perfectly okay. If you're in the mood for like a chocolatey flavored peep, it's a solid go-to. But
now let's talk about chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of the fridge tipped over and then a bunch of chocolate pudding in my underpants. We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy. Black sheep. I didn't know how to... quote from Black Sheep. Right. I didn't know how to properly segue into talking about that, but... I don't know. I'll cut that out. Chocolate pudding peeps. Let's see here. Ooh. These, I forgot what the flavor was until I saw it. All right. This is sparkly wildberry.
Ooh.
So we had a long range of chocolate-related items.
Yeah, we did.
And now we have kind of...
Pretty much everything after the churros was like, at least kind of chocolate.
But yeah, here we go. We are going to dive into, and these are kind of a light purple...
fruity bunny. Up in here.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, got a flavor of a smell blast.
Yeah, I got a smell blast, all right. What I was going to say about the chocolate pudding, just for more discussion. Oh, yes. Do you have a go-to pudding?
I usually just get, like, if I'm going to get pudding, I'll probably just get, like, a snack pack or something. Like, I'm not fancy, I just...
And is there a flavor?
I like the s'mores one the most, I think. I'm not like super like, oh, I have to get this one, but like I usually would just gravitate towards s'mores or original.
I love myself a butterscotch pudding.
Okay.
Like if I don't have pudding too much anymore, but when I do, I treat myself to some butterscotch because I don't know where else I'm getting butterscotch other than pudding.
That's a good point.
You don't really get butterscotch too much.
Yeah.
You'll maybe get like butterscotch morsels in a cookie or something.
Yeah,
or
do they have like the butterscotch for like the ice cream topper?
Yeah, they'll have that. Yeah, I guess those are the only avenues. But when it comes, if I have pudding nowadays, it's just like, you know what? I'll take some butterscotch.
Sure.
Because I can get
a good place to get your butterscotch dosage.
So here we go.
Your yearly amount of butterscotch.
A doctor recommends a yearly amount of butterscotch. All right, so these are sparkly wild berry. We're going to bite into these.
That is fruity.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. These are, they're bursting.
First off, very sparkly.
Yeah.
You can taste the sparkles. That's how sparkly they are.
I am already going in for a second one.
Second off, wild berry flavor? Absolutely.
This one, yeah.
You cannot mistake the berryness of these.
Yeah, I love this one already. On the package, they have the bunny that actually has a unicorn horn. Okay. And the bunny's wearing a bow, and maybe that's supposed to be hair, I guess, because the bunny rabbit has hair.
Right.
But yeah, these are really, and Brent, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Brent went in.
I went for a second one. Yeah. These are dang good. These are, I know, like, Peeps are a polarizing Easter item when it comes to the things. These could change your mind about Peeps in general. These are just solid candies.
Well, even when they're actually really squishy.
That's true. Yeah, they're squishy, but they taste solid.
There we go. Right.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, sure. Man.
That's good. I think that's the winner so far.
Yeah, that's
big time. Big bucket of win for the sparkly.
That's a really good
sparkly
one.
Sparkly wild berry.
Now, what's sad about this is that, I mean, I didn't know how long this podcast would be. We vamped for about 20 minutes, so we needed to work up, you know, clear out our mouths to work up the appetite. But yeah, we're down to the penultimate item, Brent.
Wow. This is when it gets either really good or really bad.
Well, I think this one's going to be decent. The last one, I'm not sure how it's going
to
go.
I know. Yeah, this could be the slow build to the food finale.
Yeah, Brent knows the last item, but he didn't know any of these other items.
I did not.
This one's been around, I think, for a couple years now, but I have actually never tried it. I am a cereal whore.
You are. I love Anthony cereal whore labs.
Yes, and I don't think we did that in the last episode.
I don't think we did.
Didn't have that. This is the...
I did bust it out on a text, though, the other day, but...
I'm trying to remember what it was.
I don't know, something about spending stupid money on toys.
The Willow figures. This is Kellogg's Peeps brand marshmallow-flavored cereal with marshmallows.
Seen this on store shelves, but I can't eat it because it's not... when we're doing a Peeps segment.
Oh, so. Exactly. I thought you were going to say something about, like, you know, you're gluten-free or something.
Oh.
But here we go. With Peeps, chick and bunny-shaped marshmallows.
Okay.
This is the best of both worlds when it comes to the Peeps.
The Miley Cyrus of Peeps cereals.
Now, one of my favorite... Ooh, there's a big game on the back here.
Okay.
I can't wait to read that as we snack away here. So,
there's a game, yeah.
Yeah, it's a literal game, like a game board. It's like a Candyland type of
basically,
game.
Basically, Candyland, but with Peeps cereal?
Now, looking at the shape of the, they're like mini Fruit Loops.
Yeah, basically Fruit Loops.
Me being Anthony's cereal whore latch, when I have a cereal that's like a special edition thing, I always like to be like, okay, they took this existing cereal, they threw marshmallows in, and they put the character of whatever.
Yeah, right.
I look at these shapes of these, of the actual crunchy part, because there are the marshmallows in there too. They look like they would be the store brand versions of like the Tutti Frutti's of the Fruit Loop world, where they would kind of suck. So I'm kind of interested to see how it's actually going to taste. So, body of Christ. And now, do you got some marshmallows in there?
There we go. There's one.
Okay.
There's one or maybe a can.
And I forgot to take the picture, which I taken now. Here we go. Okay, so I am going to... pour myself some of this as well. All right, we're diving in.
Okay. So you know better than me, but it tastes kind of like Fruit Loops, but a little bit like not as maybe flavorful as Fruit Loops.
It's going to like closer to like the frosted like Rice Krispie treat cereal realm of just the kind of coating of it all, where it kind of takes away from some of the fruit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a marshmallow-flavored cereal in addition to the marshmallows.
Right.
Now, I just dropped a bunch here. There we go.
The marshmallows are your standard, breakfast cereal marshmallows, so they're not really, it's not really too crazy at the end of the day. Like, it's just kind of like, Yeah, it's kind of like a circle-y cereal with some breakfast marshmallows in them.
And it still has that blobby shape, but it still represents least the chick one here. I didn't get a bunny one yet.
Okay.
To see how it looks, but yeah, the marshmallow itself is standard.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything crazy, but need any more?
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's fine. It's pretty much, it's not like anything special, I guess. It's just kind of breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you would expect a breakfast cereal to taste like.
Now that I had like the handful of it and I really assess it, it is very bland overall.
Yeah, I would agree.
So it does fall down that realm of being like, all right, this is a cheap knockoff, or it's kind of like Fruit Loop, but not really. And we're going to add like a marshmallow flavor.
You get a game on the back. So that's a big win.
I'm glad you mentioned that because welcome to Peeps Land. Peeps Land, you got to be 21 and over to. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. Oh.
What kind of board game is this?
That's a different Peeps Land.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the Peeptastic Basket. How many chicks and bunnies can you count on the back of the box? There's a lot of different ones. We're not going to play. This is all child's play here.
This is a bunch of malarkey.
And apparently the start is at the bottom here, as I find out. Be the first to get to the Peeptastic Basket. Each player selects a peep cereal piece, ooh, that's fun, as their playing piece. Without looking, draw a yummy peep cereal piece from box. Use the key below to determine how many spaces to move. Oh, that's cool. So based on whatever piece you grab is how many spaces you move on the board. So that's kind of an inventive little, I'm trying to figure out where the heck the key is. I'm the key master. Are you the gatekeeper? I don't know where the key is, but anyways. it says literally right after. I thought it was going to be separate.
Okay.
And if I just keep reading, it says pink is one space, blue two spaces, yellow three spaces. So I do like the idea that you pick a random candy piece,
or
a cereal piece, and that determines how many spaces you move. So that's pretty fun.
And then you eat it, I assume.
And it says, watch for special spots.
Ooh.
Now, there's a couple special spots when they were dry humping on the couch. Tyler Perry movie. There's one that says, stop to eat a marshmallow and lose a turn. Ooh. Pick some grass and flowers to decorate your basket. Move ahead one spot.
Do you have to literally go outside and pick some grass then?
I guess. Okay. That's over at the Green Grass Meadows of Peeps Land.
Okay.
There's a little bunny just randomly thinking, I am some bunny. there's another one. If you go to the Petunia Path, follow the trail and jump ahead to your new spot. There's another bunny that is thinking, I'm the most popular.
Yeah, sure.
That one's harder to say. Another one goes, I'm the most popular. Oh, okay. That one just says it normally. Another game spot says, sweet switcheroo, switch places with another player. Another peep goes, I wonder if I lay marshmallow eggs. Another one goes, my best friend is an egg. Her name is Shelly. There's somebody named Shelly who is listening to this podcast. And for the sake of her listening, we'll pretend that it's spelled with the extra E in her name. So let's pretend that it says that. Let's see here. There's a mallow marsh where there's a frog hanging out. You can stop to eat a marshmallow and get stuck. Lose a turn. Man, it seems like you get rewarded by eating marshmallows, but then you lose turns.
Okay. Well, I guess it's a win-lose scenario.
It's a devastating game.
Okay.
There's another bunny that goes, I'm a real people person. Must be from the movie.
Yes, right, right.
Peoples. There's one more that goes, peep-a-boo, I see you. And there we go. So, it's a fun game. Right there on the back, that's Peeps. Kellogg's Peep cereal. This is definitely something I wouldn't buy again. I may have to. I'll probably have this tomorrow morning.
Just gonna return that.
Yeah, close her up. Return. Be like, no thanks. And I think I have like a sweatshirt fuzzy hanging somewhere because I keep seeing one like attached.
Oh, a little dangly boy.
Yeah, I got a little dingleberry of the hoodie. I'll probably be having that tomorrow morning, Easter morning.
Oh, yes.
With some milk, so I'm curious to see.
Maybe the flavors will be enhanced, yeah. Or...
If I think about it, if I think it's worth it, rather, I'll edit in the post-cereal and milk review to see if it's worth it. If you're listening to this and I don't talk about it, it's because I forgot. Hi, this is Anthony here, recording on the next day after I did try the Kellogg's Peep cereal with milk, and not gonna lie, it was pretty good. Now, Brent, I have to go to your fridge.
Yes.
Which is not too many
steps away. It's only like 3 steps away from where we are currently sitting.
Normally, going to the fridge in the old podcasting studio.
Yeah, you'd have to. It would be quite a haul
in
comparison.
It was quite the adventure.
We could have put it upstairs in the fridge to make this go on obnoxiously longer, but,
but
we didn't.
Here we are. Now, this is, I brought some cups here, I think. They're right here.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, why don't you grab the bottom one here?
Little tiny Red Solo cups.
Yeah, we can get an Anna Kendrick thing going on here. Yeah,
or we could play like the Flippy Cup game or whatever.
The Flippy Cup game.
It's a Flippy Floppy.
All right, so we are looking at something that is called the 2023 Limited Edition. Pepsi Peeps.
Peepsy.
This is, why didn't it say that?
Yeah, that's like the most obnoxious pun they could have made, which is exactly what they're all about.
They didn't do it anywhere on here.
That's ludicrous.
Ludicrous made this? I mean...
Probably.
Pepsi...
I mean, McDonald's has like all those like Kim Kardashian meals or whatever. Like, there's always,
I don't
like
know
a,
about this.
No, there's always like a weird celebrity meal of like... It's not even Kim Kardashian. It's always like some rapper that's like I've never heard of. Like, I'm way too old to have heard of these people.
Like Snoop Dogg?
Yes. Like Snoop Dogg. And, anyway, I don't know what's going on.
So, Peeps times Pepsi. Now, that's all the information they're really giving us. Now, before we dive into this, Coke or Pepsi, Brent?
Oh,
No, Coke or Pepsi. Not O's from the cereal O's, which is one of my favorites.
Honey O's? Okay. Controversial opinion. Uh-oh. I actually kind of like Pepsi more, but I like Coke products more in general.
Okay, there we go. If I had to pick a cola between Coke and Pepsi, I would go Coke.
Okay.
Now, I know listener Carolyn is a Coke fan. I think she has a Coke collection. She has a bit of a Coke problem.
I think I only like Pepsi more just because I grew up drinking it.
Okay.
I couldn't afford Coke. Pepsi would always have like 3 for $9 sales on 12-packs, and Coke was always a little bit more expensive, so it's just more of a rare treat. I will drink either of them. If you look in the fridge, actually, we don't have Coke in there, but there is Coke right here, so...
So if you look in the cabinet next to the fridge, you'll find Coke.
Right. I just don't have room for it because there's Pepsi in the fridge now, and the Pepsi's gone, the Coke will replace it. And I do have, like, Coke Zero in there, because I think Coke Zero is better than Diet.
And you know Pepsi, what to say, when the Pepsi's away, the Coke will play.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, I prefer Coke. This does say artificial marshmallow-flavored Pepsi.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I assume, but I wanted that in writing
before. Yeah, right, because it could just be like some shenanigans here where it's just like, oh, it's the same thing, but it's it just has Peeps on it.
So this is going to be, here we go, let's, a moment of silence for the opening of this Pepsi bottle, hoping that it gives us the kind of noise we want for an audio podcast.
There's nothing more satisfying than the
look at that bar there. Oh, it's silence, and then there's a little spike
good
there.
Bar right there.
Yeah, people are the ASMR. People are freaking out.
Oh my god!
All right, now Pepsi drinkers first, and that's how I do it. Okay. So tell me when to stop, Brent.
Oh gosh. All right, we'll go there.
Okay.
We'll call it that.
And now, you know, a more professional podcaster would have just said, hey, let's hit pause and we'll start the segment later, but I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I, you know.
I mean, usually at this point, usually we're like 2 hours in or so. So it's like, yeah, you might have to go to the bathroom. But,
and honestly, I don't remember where your bathroom is, so I'm going to have to go right here.
Okay.
I brought an extra cup for this.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
If you.
I mean, you're already shirtless. You might as well just take care of that while you're here, too.
And out of courtesy, I'm just going to ask if you look away. I don't care if you do or not. I have to say it for legal reasons.
I'm not
going to
look away. But,
okay, but for legal reasons, this is. I'm giving you consent. You got to give me consent. I'm giving you.
There's some consent happening here.
There's a back and forth consent. So now, if you excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom quick. Nothing like a fizzy pee.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Eat so many peeps, you just gotta have a good fizzy pee.
So here we go.
All right, I'm a big smeller before I drink something. It kind of just smells like regular Pepsi.
Yeah. There's
like a faint, like maybe there's something happening here.
It's hard to tell because there's a lot of marshmallow on this table.
One of my coworkers had a weird Pepsi. It was like Nitro Pepsi or something like that.
Like WCW Nitro Pepsi.
Yeah, right. That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, all right, let's go, man. Some Goldberg Pepsi happening here.
Yeah.
But then it was just like, it kind of just tasted like a weird, like muted Pepsi flavor. And it kind of smelled similar to this. But I have a feeling flavor-wise, it's going to be quite a bit different.
And because we forgot a picture the last time, let's do it now. I've got the bunny ears on. This is our picture. Let me get that here. All right. Moment of silence for the picture. Excellent. Okay, here we go. We're going to try the marshmallow peat flavored Pepsi. Here we go. Okay, it's interesting. I can taste the marshmallow happening.
Yeah, there's definitely something happening.
If
here.
I just had was given a Pepsi, because once again, smell-wise, you would think you only had Pepsi, I would drink this. I don't know how it would feel to the person that handed me this.
Yeah.
Just being like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, I would. Well, that's why I always ask it's Derek Engelman. You know him.
Yeah.
He's a weird fucking guy. So anytime he gives me a cup full of something, because it's kind of similar to this, he'll just pour me a cup of something. And I'm just like, I'm not going to drink it unless you tell me what it is. Because he's a weird dude. He's going to give me some kind of weird stuff. And I need to at least know what I'm drinking first. And, this is weird. I'm not going to lie.
It's not gross.
No, it's not terrible.
It's weird.
It is weird.
To have that marshmallow.
And it's like a, especially with Pepsi, because it tastes like Pepsi.
Yeah.
But then there's weird happening. That weird marshmallow is happening in there too.
Like this isn't a taste that should be happening.
Right.
But it is, and we're living through it. Do you want some more?
Not really.
Okay, I was just doing it as a test to kind of see where you were sitting with it.
That's I'm kind of good.
And what sucks is that, I'm not going to see Carolyn until probably Monday, and this is going to be,
it's going to be flat.
It's going to be, nothing worse than a flat marshmallow.
You can always just shake it up a little bit, and it can retain some of its flavor quality. But, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I'm like, I'm going to be going home with this. And I don't know if I'm finishing it or just dumping it out or what I'm...
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad I brought the red cups, just the sample sizes. But I'm trying to... I think I would honestly like it if it was a Coke product just because...
I could see that.
Like we said, since the Pepsi flavor is still there...
Yeah.
If it was a Coke flavor, I think I would finish
like
this.
More,
but,
sure.
But yeah, it's... I think I might have to stop here too.
Yeah,
it's
weird. It's
I mean,
is it the worst soda product of all time? No. But at the same time, like, do I have any interest in drinking this? No, not anymore.
Yeah,
it's mostly they shouldn't even sell like 20 ounce. Oh, this is a 20 ounce bottle, right?
Yeah,
they shouldn't even sell that size. They should just sell it in like red Solo cup size. Be like, here you go.
Just keep a bottle at each register. I'll take a shot of
take
that.
A hit.
At the very least, those eight. I guess you're having multi packs, but the 8 ounce cans, the mini cans.
Yeah, that would be like, very sufficient.
It's a quicker shot, and then if you take it, you take one or two of those 8 packs to a Easter gathering or something. All those are going to be gone. Someone will grab them, but if you have a whole cooler full of 20 ounce Pepsi Peeps.
You really only need if you're gonna actually the smart thing to do is kind of 2 liter bottle this, Okay. Do the same concept as that. Get one for your Easter party, and then everybody can just try a little bit of it. And that way everybody will be grossed out all the same from the product.
So you want even more volume of the Pepsi Peeps out there.
Well,
just a
bigger
container.
No, I don't want a 2-liter gallon. This is fine.
Okay.
The size-wise is fine, but you're going to be able to feed, like, them. I'm good. You're going to be able to as many people that would drink out of a 2-liter bottle you'll get the same amount of usage out of this because you're only going to be able to drink a few ounces at the most. So
you just got to have a lot of family members over.
And just like, all right, I'm just going to get one bottle. Everybody can just put some cups around it and be like, here you go. Try this stuff.
I had to dive back into the pretzels.
Yeah.
Because looking at everything else, I don't know if I was going to follow up with chocolate and fruit and all that stuff, but having the Pepsi and the pretzel, you know, it's a better... Yeah, I feel a little better now that the Pepsi's not lingering into my mouth, but yeah.
You think we're going to get Peeps pretzels at any point?
We could probably make it right here.
Pretzels.
Pretzels? Peepsels? So out of all of the stuff that's on here, on this table, we have Peep cereal. We've got Honey Graham M&M's. We have the caramel eggs from Niagara Chocolates. We have our brownie batter cookie dough bites. We have our chocolate pudding Peeps. We've got our sparkly wild berry Peeps.
These guys.
Oh, yes, the marshmallow Peeps, chocolate-covered marshmallow Peeps. We have Frederick's churro seasoned pretzels and the Pepsi Peeps soda, otherwise known as Peepsy, which they didn't do.
This is the only Peeps pun that they haven't made on any of these packages.
And it's the one that would have worked the best.
Right.
Yeah. So if you were to grab one of these and just be like, oh, I'm just going to start eating them, what is the thing you gravitate towards that you could now just start, like, you know?
Oh, 100%. I could finish off those sparkly wild berry
Peeps. That's the thing you go for.
In no time. Like, Those are great. I'm not even the world's biggest Peeps fan, but those are mighty fine when it comes to Peeps.
Yeah, those are darn good. If I were the caramel eggs, the Niagara eggs are looking at me as those are definitely giving me the Cadbury vibes, you know.
Sure.
But I'm surprised by the churro pretzels.
Okay.
All right. Where the seasoning, the way they're seasoned.
Yeah, the seasoning
flavor of it
was very good.
It's not overwhelming to the point where you realize, like, okay, this is a real special item.
Sure.
Like, if I had a funky flavored popcorn, I'm not going to eat that flavored popcorn as much as I would eat a standard buttered popcorn.
Right.
But I think a churro seasoned pretzel, I still eat at a normal pretzel capacity.
Sure.
If it was a crazy wild, if it was a wild berry pretzels or something, I'd be like, all right, I'm having six of these things, and then I have to calm it down.
Right.
But the churro, I think, complements the pretzel a lot.
It was a good product. That'd probably be second place for me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going just, I would say for my stomach's sake, I'm going to go with the churro because I could eat a lot more pretzels and still feel normal.
Yeah.
But if I start pounding the rest of those eggs, the chocolate caramel eggs,
sure.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to feel ashamed. And,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go with the Frederick's churro pretzels.
All right. That's a surprising upset.
And that's, and that's the one of two items that's not like really Easter related.
Right.
It just happens to be a food segment, so why not? But yeah, so here it is. We've made it. I can't believe we've made, like, you know, a pretty huge episode.
Yeah,
out of it.
I mean, I'm not surprised because there was a lot of food items. Like, if we just would have did Peeps, it would have been obviously a lot shorter and everything. But I think this was a very solid experience overall.
It's a good spread, and we wanted to get this out there. And as long as there's no, actually, what's funny is that this probably actually won't get uploaded until Monday. Because of the current problem where I can't upload, that just hit me where I'm like, oh, I'll drop this on Easter morning. So I have to debate whether if I just go into work when I don't have to work just to literally plug a USB into a computer, upload it so I can come back and then, you know, publish it. We'll find out. If you're listening to this on Sunday, then congratulations. I had more ambition than I thought I would right now. But, I think I'm going to wait till Monday.
Yeah, I don't Because
maybe her. People will be like, people's, not
yes.
only...
Yes, right, all people's.
Tyler Perry's people's. maybe they will. They won't expect it to drop because it's like, well, they missed the Easter window. I mean,
technically,
window.
It's like Easter Monday, right? Isn't that a thing like that they've made up here recently?
I don't think so. Cyber Monday? Has that happened after Easter?
It's
too?
Like, because I think like some places they're like, oh, you get off the Monday after Easter, and it's like, kind of yeah. Like, see, it says Easter what? Monday on my thing.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, right there. I didn't put that in there.
I don't have anything in here.
I don't know. It's part of my, what is it, holidays in
Did
the United States.
Did you just make it up and try to, like, fool
it's,
me?
It's on my holidays in the United States calendar.
Oh, this is what I'm seeing here. There's, like, a little, like, fly or something. I think that's what I was, like, I just saw it now as I was leaning in. Okay. I don't think it was, you know, the sweatshirt dingleberry. So, yeah, I don't have that on mine, so I guess,
I got all the weird holidays in here.
No, nope, here is a sweatshirt dingleberry. That's true, too. So okay. There's a little fly and a little dingleberry. A little sweatberry. Sweatshirt berry.
I see the little guy.
That little guy. I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
Okay, I got him. Just eat it. Just eat it.
Just eat it. Just eat it. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks to listener Carolyn for providing,
Carolyn.
Half of the items here. The other half, I didn't do much searching for. You know, Meyer is pretty good for finding some of, you know, the extra crazy seasonal stuff and things like that. But yeah, we're here. We're on the other side of it. I think we all did pretty good with, you know, tiny portions of everything, right?
Yeah.
You know, it might be a different thing when I stand up and then sit down in my car and drive home. And
yeah, I mean, this is a good dinner.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that is going to do it for our In Your Mouth Easter episode, whatever this is going to be called. Now, what's interesting is that there's always a little thing that we do at the end, sometimes during an AB Convo, and it's one of my favorite segments where we give back to the listeners by shouting them out.
Oh, of
now,
course.
Yes. So this one goes out to Frederick Meyer, one of our best listeners.
Of course,
so
yeah.
Thank you, Frederick Meyer. Now you say a name. It's one of our listeners.
Steven Jablonski.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Big Steve. He's a good listener.
You got Lisa Cardellini.
Yes.
We all know Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, right.
From, you know, Shaggy and Scooby, such goofballs. You know, we know her from ER and Hawkeye and all that stuff.
Right.
But Lisa Cardellini, no relation.
No relation
just
at all.
Just a big time fan.
Yeah, just likes her show. We got Bilbo SpaghettiOs.
Bilbo SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird, like, I know it's a goofy name, and we have these names listed right in front of us.
Yeah, they're right here. They're on my sheet.
So the only hesitation from saying it is just that it's kind of a silly name.
Yeah, it's kind of a silly
name. It's not
because
we're trying to just make up names on the spot.
No, not
at all.
Because
that is 100%.
I wanted to make sure that, like, sometimes people pronounce their names differently, too, you know? It's just like, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I was, like, figuring out that the spelling is kind of matching how you pronounce it and stuff like that. You know, that's what's going on here.
And then I also want to give a special shout out to Kathy Kindone. Kathy Kindone. Yes.
So kind.
You know, what's weird is that when you catch her on an off day, when she's very unkind, it's so ironic because, like, I thought you were supposed to be a kind one.
Yeah, right.
And then you're just, like, really just, like, biting the head off here.
Right.
It's like, I'm sorry I, you know, ran over your foot with my car. It's not my fault. You know, you're supposed to be kind, so you're supposed to like it. So.
Right.
And then another one.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to read the one that's right below Kathy Kindone.
Oh, yeah.
It's right under it.
It's right there.
You just have to say the
hold
name.
Hold on, I got to put my readers
on. Oh, that's right.
Quick.
Yeah, you just put them on.
Shirt pants.
How do you spell the last name? I don't know.
XYZ. I don't know what that. Yeah. I don't know exactly how to pronounce that.
It's like Xochitl Gomez, who played America in America Chavez,
right?
Doctor Strange, and she was in like Babysitter's Club and stuff. I think her name starts with an X, but it's like Xochitl, even though it's X.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of like
that. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
And then, oh, there's only one, because we have a lot of listeners, yeah. but we only have time for just a few of them.
Yeah, so, right. I can't call everybody.
Exactly. So the last one, we'll just have to say it at the same time. So Keith Beagle. Keith Beagle. Keith Beagle. Thank you.
Double shout out for Keith Beagle.
Yep. And I think, yeah, that's good. Oh, wait, there's one more little thing. Is this where we confess?
Oh, God, are we doing this again?
Watch this. These are my confessions. So, this is going to be one of the biggest confessions ever. Every single Friday since Ash Wednesday, I ate so much meat.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I, just the people in my neighborhood, I took a
hit. You ate the people in your neighborhood?
Yeah. I'm a cannibal now. Anthony Cannibal Hatch. And I, it's good. Once you get a taste for it, you just can't stop. You start at the little toes. You just nibble on those things and just like, yum, 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 yum. Just run a train on those toesies. And then you just like, well, then you got the ankles. And then you just get up and you got all the calves. I love biting into a good calf. And then the kneecaps, it's a little tough. I'm not a big kneecap guy. But then we get up to the thighs and, oh, you know how much I love a juicy thigh.
Oh, yeah.
But then, depending on what side of the leg I started on, let's just say I start like on the back, then I just get to the butt.
The butt.
The butt of the human. And I think all of the science books would say this, the health and science books, that the most meat on the person's body is the buttocks.
Sure.
That sounds right.
It could be, yeah.
Even if it's you got a small butt, a big butt. It's still going to be a lot more meat. So I love that. But then I get up to the belly. You know, this is a family podcast, so I'll just skip up to the belly. And then, you know, I get disappointed if they're ripped with like a six pack.
Oh, sure.
Because it's less meat. I need some more because I'm a cannibal now.
Right, right.
Anthony Cannibal Hatch. And then I keep going up. And now, depending if it's a male or female, there's a certain area of the body that might also be a little meteor.
Oh, sure.
Like a meteor from the sky,
yeah.
From space.
Space meteor.
That's when a space meteor comes crashing down. And yeah, then I get up to the neck. That's where the term necking came from. You just gotta.
Is that where they came from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, people are like, well, you're necking because they think you're, like, kissing and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like, leaving hickeys and everything. But sure. Necking actually originates back to Flintstone times. Necking is when you literally bite into someone. It's like a vampire. Like,
sure, yeah.
Vampires do a lot of necking.
Yeah.
And you just go through. And once you, yeah, the chin is another thing that's kind of hard. It's like... It's another kneecap. The chin is the kneecap of the face. Is it not?
You're not wrong.
I am not wrong. But give me some of those cheeks. I already had the bottom cheeks, but now give me the top cheeks. Because then there's some more meat up in the top cheeks. And the nose gets weird. The nose... Is that, you know... I don't know. I don't spend too much time on the nose. Eyeballs... Those are kind of juicy.
Yeah.
Just... That's where, you know, get some liquid.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you know, it's kind of like having a, like, just a little drink at the end, you know, when you're that's only if you eat sometimes people go soup to nuts. I go nuts to soup. And that's what I've been doing every Friday since Lent started. That's my confession.
I'm gonna need a minute. Okay.
All right.
going to be very tame in comparison. I have not been eating people, which is not a shocker.
Yeah.
But I think we started at the top of the show.
Top of the show.
Saying that, like, you hadn't seen people's, and I'm pretty sure I said that I haven't seen people.
Yeah.
I look back at my movie log history. Guess who has watched people's in the past?
Out of the two of us, I should guess.
Yeah, just take a wild stab in the dark.
You?
Yeah, apparently I have, because I've given this movie a rating of 4 out of 10.
I thought it was going to be out of 5, and I'm like, wow,
no, you should have paid attention. It's not like 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Not really worth seeking out, unless you want to do that kind of thing, but...
Had a good cast?
Yeah, a good cast. The cast was fine, and just not really a me sort of movie, but, So I have seen this movie. Didn't like it, apparently, but I have seen it.
That is honestly a confession.
Yeah.
This entire time, I've been James Marsden.
And I'm Brent.
Oh, yeah.